Today on Dana's Low Carb for Life, we explore the concept of treats, find out if pork rinds are really health food, and plan a low-carb Father's Day party. So stick around.
You are listening to Dana's Low Carb for Life.
Hey, gang. Welcome to episode 20 of Dana's Low Carb for Life, brought to you by CarbSmart.com, your smart choice for a low-carb lifestyle. Today, we're going to be talking about the whole idea of treats, a concept that is widely abused, to my mind. I'm going to give you the lowdown on pork rinds, a food that has become iconic of low-carbohydrate diets, and I'm going to give you some ideas for a great Father's Day celebration that will not only make Dad happy today, but help keep him trim and healthy for years to come. But first, I'm happy to tell you that 315-minute low-carb recipes now has two whole reviews at Amazon.com, and as a result, it has a 5-star rating. Thank you very, very much. If you've got 315-minute low-carb recipes and you like it, we'd love it if you would go to Amazon.com and review it. Thank you very much. I am also excited to let you know that I plan to interview my friend George Stella, low-carb chef extraordinaire, former star of Food Network show Low Carb and Loving It, and pal of mine for a long time. We met at Dr. Atkins Memorial Service all those years ago, and I'm going to be interviewing him on his birthday this weekend, so that should be cool. Finally, I'm doing interviews again. By the way, if I sound different, it's because I have a new mic. I am now wearing a headset mic that was recommended to me by Jimmy Moore. So if you like the sound, you can thank Jimmy. George is a terrific guy. He has an astonishing low-carb success story, and not to mention, he's one of the very best low-carb cooks around. If you don't have George's cookbooks, you really need them. And he has a new one coming out, so we'll get him to tell us about that. So you'll want to listen next week for my interview with George Stella. Okay, let's get right into the show with the whole concept of treats. Well, you have to have a treat now and then. I hear this more often than teachers hear excuses, and always, always in the defense of some kind of sugary junk food. But let me read to you the definition of the word treat, courtesy, by the way, of Merriam-Webster. Treat, noun, 1A, an entertainment given without expense to those invited. B, the act of providing another with free food, drink, or entertainment. And 2, an especially unexpected source of joy, delight, or amusement. You notice something there? This definition says nothing about junk food. There's no mention of sweets at all, but rather of food. It's now available at Amazon.com, or you can order it through CarbSmart.com along with your other stuff. Don't know if it's in your bookstore. I haven't checked my local bookstore. Maybe I should. If you've already got 315-minute low-carb slow cooker, I mean, not slow cooker recipes, that's the one coming out in the fall. If you've got the 315-minute low-carb recipes and you like it, again, we'd love to have you go review it at Amazon.com. That's it. And please remember, till next week, stay low-carb for life.
This is Dana Carpenter saying thanks for listening. If you like today's show, please leave a review at the iTunes store. You can always leave questions and comments at 412-385-DANA or write us at feedback@danaslowcarbforlife.com. Complete show notes, please visit our site at www.danaslowcarbforlife.com, and don't forget to visit the blog at holdthetoast.com. Special thanks to Disc of Light Media and our sponsor, CarbSmart.com.